KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And it's 8:06. We have cloudy skies in Atlantic, and we look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance of flurries still this morning and a high around 37. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Sheriff's officials in Fremont County report a man was arrested on numerous charges Monday after he allegedly threw rocks at a passing vehicle in the 1500 block of West Sheridan Avenue, which is just outside the city limits of Shenandoah. Authorities say 34-year-old Kyle Campbell of Shenandoah was arrested in a nearby parking lot for public intoxication and disorderly conduct. He wasn't arrested without incident, though. Police had to deploy a taser on Campbell when he allegedly became combative and began fighting with police. Authorities subsequently charged him with interference with official acts causing bodily injury. Campbell was transported to the Fremont County Jail and held, pending an appearance before the magistrate. Shenandoah Police, Shenandoah Rescue, and the Page County Sheriff's deputies assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office at the scene. Police in Creston this morning said a man from Clearfield reported Monday morning that while his vehicle was parked at either the Creston Hy-Vee or Tractor Supply Sunday, someone stole a gun, a holster, and a loaded magazine. The weapon was identified as a Blacksmith & Wesson M&P Pro Series Core 40 caliber with red dot. The loss was estimated at $1,300. In state news, Governor Kim Reynolds has ordered all flags in Iowa to be at half staff until sunset on Thursday, December 9th. In honor and remembrance of former Senator Bob Dole. Dole was a World War II veteran who was in Congress for 35 years in both the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives. He ran for president three times and won Iowa's 1988 to 96 Republican caucuses. Dole died Sunday at the age of 98. After 10 years, Iowa Farm Bureau President Craig Hill is stepping down as head of the state's largest agricultural organization. Hill's successor will be chosen as Farm Bureau members meet in Des Moines beginning today for their annual state conference. Matt Skiderman of Sioux County, district director for Northwest Iowa, said there will be three names on the ballot.
Joe Heinrich, who is the current vice president. Joe is from Jackson County over in far eastern Iowa. And then there's Brent Johnson, who is from near Manson in Calhoun County, and Tim Caldenberg is also running. He is from southern Iowa in Monroe County near Albia, and I think each one of them would be a fine choice.
Scatterman says that may take more than one vote to determine the next Iowa Farm Bureau president.
It's hard to say. It very well could take a couple of votes just because there's three guys running, so typically in that situation somebody needs to get over 50%, and a lot of times when you have three people running, that doesn't happen the first time. Not to say that it's going to be contentious at any point.
He says Farm Bureau members won't be establishing any new planks in the platform during the conference.
We're not going to work on establishing any policy in this meeting. This meeting, in terms of a delegate body, there's more internal things that we take care of that are pertinent to the organization.
And this year's theme for the state conference is Our Farms, Our Future. School bus drivers in Sioux City have been seeing an increase in motorists ignoring the extended stop sign and flashing lights when a bus is dropping off or picking up students. School District Transportation Director Chris Wellerstein says drivers who break the law will be identified.
The majority of our buses have stop arm cameras on them. So even if our drivers are unable to physically view the stop arm violation happening, they will come in to my office and let me know that one has occurred, at which point in time I can pull video footage from the bus.
The video allows the district to get the license plate number, make and model of the car, and sometimes a view of the driver. That information is turned over to police.
99% of the time we're able to catch folks with correct info. And then at that point in time, the police department goes and sends out a citation to the owner of the vehicle for a first offense violation of a stop arm. It's $465. So I think there's quite a few people that don't know the amount of money involved in a stop arm violation.
Wallenstein says the number of violations in his area is way up.
Right now, having to pull video for a stop arm violation at least a couple times a week. Previous years, it's been hit and miss. I might have one, every other week. Sometimes it's one every 3 weeks. But this year, it seems like it's just been reoccurring over and over.
He says drivers are placing students in danger when they ignore the stop sign and pass a stopped school bus. A driver who gets a second citation for the offense will have their license suspended, and they'll have to take classes to get it back. Des Moines police say one person is dead after a bad situation turned worse last night during a scuffle with an officer. Radio Iowa's Matt Kelly reports.
About a quarter to eight, a Des Moines police officer pulled over a car for careless driving, and within seconds radioed he was in a violent physical struggle with the driver in the street and needed help. The suspect tried to run when he and the officer were hit by a passing car. Both were rushed to hospitals in serious condition, and later the suspect died. Police say the name of the 31-year-old is being withheld. Police say he had an active felony arrest warrant for drugs and was barred from driving. The officer, who is 48, is still hospitalized. The Ames woman who hit them won't be charged, as police say the accident was unavoidable. I'm Matt Kelly.
And finally, in state news, masks will continue to be required in Iowa courtrooms, and some proceedings may continue to be held via teleconference under orders issued by the Iowa Supreme Court Chief Justice. The requirement ordered by Chief Justice Susan Christensen on Monday includes all counties and everyone regardless of vaccination status. All 99 Iowa counties are considered by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to be experiencing a high rate of COVID-19 spread. The masking requirement stands out since Iowa has no other personal protective requirements regarding the virus. Governor Kim Reynolds has resisted mask mandates and is fighting in court to prevent school districts from imposing them. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.